Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to keep it funky.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back as we are live here on The Drive, 1 hour down. And if you missed any of that, you can find us on the Odyssey app. You can go back and check out that first hour. But hang with us here. We appreciate you all jumping on with us and riding with us here on The Drive here on Sports Radio 610. You can get involved on the text line 713-5724-610, YouTube and Twitch as well. And this is always that interesting time of the year leading into training camp where ESPN and Jeremy Fowler, Clint goes to all the position groups. They've done cornerback and the Texans, you knew, would rate really high on that. With cornerback with Stingley getting a nod at two, and then Kamari being the very first. Looked like, if you look at it, how they have honorable mentions, he was the 11th guy right there. But then they did running backs. By the way, I'm really intrigued to see how many guys they have on these lists. But they did running backs. And I say this to the listeners as well. David Montgomery, I don't think, I feel like I can say this, right, Clint? I don't think anybody thought that he would make the top 10 list, right?
Army Swiss Knight.
Of running backs in the NFL. But Clint, well, top.
Do you have the top? Do you have the list?
I do. The top 10 list.
If it doesn't start with Jahmyr Gibbs, I quit.
It doesn't.
I quit.
Bijan Robinson is who it starts with. I thought y'all was going to be back. Wait, chill in.
That's fair. I'd rather have Jahmyr, but I get it.
Breece Hall is 10, and it starts with Bijan Robinson. Bijan Robinson, 1, Jahmyr Gibbs, 2, Saquon Barkley, 3, Christian McCaffrey, 4, Jonathan Taylor, 5, Derrick Henry, James Cook, Achan, and then Kenneth Walker, and Breece Hall was 10. And then honorable mention was Josh Jacobs, Kyron Williams of the Rams, Quinshon Judkins of the Browns, and then others receiving votes is the Bears, DeAndre Swift, Javonte Williams, Chase Brown, Ashton Jeanty, Trayvon Henderson, Travis Etienne, and Alvin Kamara. So that ran 20 guys, and there was no – not only in the top 10, Clint, there was no David Montgomery. There was no David Montgomery in the top 20. And I'll be honest, there's some other backs out there that that could probably think that they could be in the top 20 that's not on that list. Did that hit your ears weird when you heard, all right, they've made a top 20 list and there is no David Montgomery there? And then I just read the names of the 20 names that made it in terms of the top 10 honorable mention and others receiving votes. Does that hit weird for you that David Montgomery is not?
No, it doesn't hit weird. Even though after hearing the list, you could argue that he should be right there in that 19-20 range. I can argue that. But the reality of it is no. I mean, look, you're talking about a one-trick pony. I mean, we can sell. I saw an article yesterday, I think, somebody talking about him being a three-down back. Yeah, he's a three-down back if you can stay ahead of the chains. I mean, he is a downhill between the tackles back. If he's catching the ball in the backfield, it's going to be check downs. I think when you look at the stylistically the kind of back that he is, I think he starts. The best version of him starts in the probably 12 to 15 range, and given that he was backing up Jahmyr Gibbs last year and losing reps for another back in the league, pushed him down the list.
Probably his age probably hurt him a little bit too.
Yeah. I mean, look, the fact that the Texans, have been pissy poor in a run game probably doesn't help him any. So it doesn't hit me wrong or bother me at all that he's not in the top 20. I mean, I could probably put an argument together that he's, again, in that 19-20 range, but for what? I mean, we're still, you're still talking about bottom half of the league.
At least in that top 20 part of it. Yeah, I wasn't surprised, especially when you start to see the names. And as I said, maybe there may be a couple of others out there that you'd wonder, you say to yourself, is he?
Well, them top six or seven are strong, son.
Pushing Breece Hall to 10. When you say Breece Hall's 10, you're like, well, dang, man, yeah. If he's 10, hell, David Montgomery probably wasn't close. But he is, to me, the perfect fit for what the Texans want to do. Right, and that doesn't necessarily have to be a top 10 back, but specifically with what it seems like they want to do, which is be really, really physical and run the football and I think maintain possession of the ball, and they don't mind going 4 yards. They don't mind. For what it is that they want, I think he fits perfectly. To me, the question is, off of it is, I stand by it. By the way it appears that they want to play offense, and now the best success level this offense can have based on how it seems like they want to play, I've said it for most of the offseason, they need to have a top 10 rushing attack. And the thing is, can you have that in your mind without a top 20 back in the league? Can that happen? Now, I will say last year it happened twice. I think the Commanders were a top 10 rushing attack. Now, they did have a quarterback that can run that adds and helps as well in all kinds of ways, but they didn't have a top 20 guy in that list. And the Giants also. Now, Scadaboo was probably really coming on before he got injured, and Jackson Dart probably also adds to the running attack as well, and Tracy's not terrible. But those were the two teams last year there that were in the top 10 rushing units that did not have a guy in the top 20 of them.
That's interesting, given both of them had down or sub 500 years, weren't they?
Yep.
That's interesting. Look, I think it's possible. I mean, I think it depends on when you talk about a top 10 run game, like what does that look like? Is that, you know, yards per carry? Is that overall rushing total yards?
This was based on yards per game.
Yeah, I don't think the answer to that question is no. I don't think David Montgomery's going to lead the league in rushing. I don't think he's even going to be a factor in terms of leading the league in rushing. I think there's a chance that he can be a guy that the total carries is up there. Can this offensive
That's
line?
That's what it would have to be, is the commitment. If they are one of the top 10 teams that has, you know, top 10 in rushing yards per game.
Yeah.
Obviously it won't just be David. You know, obviously it'll be David Montgomery. It will be
Woody Marks
as well. I think it'll be maybe commitment to running it.
Mm-hmm.
Do they try, like, they have a goal of trying to hand the ball off 30 times to those guys and run the football. And I think that's the route that they can get in, which it feels like that's probably what the Giants and the Commanders did, although they have quarterbacks that threaten you running the football too, that kind of helps maybe not having a top 20 guy back there.
Yeah, I just don't see it. I like David Montgomery. I like David Montgomery as an ad. To this team, from a personality standpoint, I think the overall approach to offensive football, as I've said multiple times, I think this offense is one of the easiest in the league to defend, and I don't think that bodes well for David Montgomery. You know, I mean, it's just one of those where you look at it and you go, okay, you know, we're gonna cut our splits. You know, and just try to get our receivers involved in the run game, and we'll run everything downhill and try to just stay ahead of the chains. There's nothing exotic about the run game. There's no inside outside, combos where they had the ability to hit you and turn the corner unless it's by accident. So I don't know how schematically they can get there. That would be tough. Can they accomplish what they're set out to accomplish, which is just a quality run game that you can stay ahead of the chains? I think they could possibly do that, depending on how well CJ Stroud plays, but I think they could possibly do that. But lead the league in rushing, be a top 10 rushing offense, I don't think that's going to happen.
I think it's I think the for the offense to be at its best, they it feels like to me that's where they need to be trending.
Yeah.
that needs to be trending, because to me, I think it's the best thing their offensive line appears that they will be able to do is run block, and especially if they can control, you know, when they want to pass and not have to pass the football. Yeah.
They're going to have to. That's why it's so important. And not to get off in the weeds here on it, Ron, but we talk about this offensive line. Like, I don't think people understand what we're talking about. Like, I don't think.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
They're going to have to absolutely dominate the line of scrimmage in the box. This isn't a you got a guy.
They feel like they've built a group that can do that.
Well, I mean, I hope they feel like they had. They're the ones that built it. But you don't have a guy, and I don't even know that really. To be honest with you, I mean, I like Woody Marks. I think Woody Marks has probably been a little bit overrated here because he was our guy and he jumped on the scene last year. Like, you don't have a guy on this offense that can make a defense pay for giving you a crease. And I mean hit your head on a goalpost type of pay, right? So, and I only say that, I'm not beating on them. I'm just saying, like, I only say that to say, if that's the case, then your production is going to have to be, we're going to out-scheme these guys, right? We're going to go get 3 or 4 yards because this, we got a hat on a hat every single damn time. Making somebody miss is not going to be our forte, right? Forcing, in order to force a safety off the roof and make CJ's life a little bit more enjoyable, right? You're going to have to, it's not going to be about hitting a crease. It's not going to be about bouncing around outside and going to get in the corner. It's going to be, you have to absolutely, because their defenses are going to put the Texans in a place where you're going to have the numbers. You're going to be able to line up in whatever formation, and you're going to have a hat for a hat. They're going to keep two on the roof. And just say, hey, CJ and Nico ain't going to beat us. We're not going to let the big play over the top beat us. We're going to force you to go 13 plays and score. You're going to have a hat on a hat and inside, and it's going to come down to, can you move those guys? Can you absolutely dominate those guys? And while I think you got better, I don't know if you can dominate your way beyond the second round of the playoffs. That's the key in this run game is better, yes.
Yeah.
Can you run it well enough to force a safety off the roof so that now C.J. Stroud and Nico and Jaden Higgins and all these guys can cook? That's a big step.
Be able to force
that's a big step.
Yeah, so there it is. No David Montgomery in the top 20 of backs here that executive coaches, general managers have put together. By the way, they also did the top rosters. Texans at 9. In the top 10, leave the at least best projected starting lineups.
The arrow's pointed up.
In the top 10, and I think their defense can carry that. Like, their defensive starting, there are not many holes at all.
Well, on the heels of the conversation that we just had, Ron, biggest strength, obviously, edge defense, right?
Maybe even corner, they said also.
Right, on the heels of what we just said, in this article, biggest weakness, offensive line. This group is perhaps the NFL's shakiest starting five. That should not be the case.
Yeah. Especially for how they want to.
That can't be the case. Yes. Based on how you want to play offense, and you're telling the whole league that you got to run it better and you got to improve your run game, but yet people that cover the league look at it and go, yep, biggest weakness still in five up front.
I would have felt more comfortable if they'd have said the group with a lot of questions, because that's how I feel. I feel like it's a group that has kind of questions. I don't know about shaky. Shaky feels a little rough. I feel like it's almost, for me, questions in terms of wait and see how it looks. Because I do think this, on paper, the offensive line looks better, especially from a physicality standpoint. When you talk about Braden Smith, talking about Teller. You're talking about potentially Rutledge in there. And to go along with the guys you had last year,
I mean, you
that
signed,
feels but, like a but, physical Ryan, group, you, a much more physical group. So I'd have
you used a first round pick and signed three free agents, like had veterans. Your pick of, I mean, three free agent veterans, and it's still like just blatantly obvious, like nationally, like yeah, that offensive line is still the weakness. Whole roster, you can pick any position you want, man. EJ Speed got hurt. I mean, wide receivers, you got, hell, you got two rookies. One, I mean, you got two second-year guys.
All
one
of those other spots. Yeah. those I position mean, groups, yeah.
I mean, you got, but you, I mean, tight ends, hell, beyond Dalton Schultz, you don't know what the hell we got. Wide receiver, beyond Nico Collins, we think we like Jaden Higgins. We think Jalen Knowles got a chance. We really don't know what the hell we got. Beyond David Montgomery, look, I like Woody Marks, but we really don't know exactly where, how he fits in this thing. I mean, you could pick any, but you just go with the one position where they just –
That's the one. That's the position that they did the most work in yeah. in the offseason.
Whoo, that's painful. That's painful to read.
But it still has them as the ninth rated projected starting lineup, top 10.
Defense is good, Chief.
That defense is something else. Ooh, not a lot of holes there. Not a lot of holes there.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before, and that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week. Hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.